Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey. Did I say that? Oh, the mic was off. I'm sorry. Let me say that again. Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Fan Eddie in Vernon, New Jersey has really pressing issues on his mind. What's up, Eddie?
You had a caller telling you that he couldn't eat his macaroni and gravy on a Sunday?
That's what he said.
I want to know exactly what is macaroni and gravy.
Well, you're not Italian, are you, Eddie? Not that you need to be.
I am Italian. My name is Maserati.
Maserati?
Eddie, I'm with you. It's sauce. Macaroni and sauce.
Well, you know what he means, Eddie. He's got the meat there, obviously, which makes it the gravy.
Macaroni isn't even right.
What?
Macaroni?
Yeah.
Eddie, what's wrong?
Pasta!
All right, well, whatever.
Come on.
Man. You can have spaghetti and meatballs.
Pasta,
it's not pasta.
Sauce.
No, it's not pasta. I mean, Eddie, that now's where you're losing me, and thank you for the call. Well, I did hear that, and I will admit, no, I'm getting caught up with trying to do a sports talk show. I don't want to get totally derailed with that. I am not, like, never once in my household ever. Well, my grandparents alive, whatever it may be, did we ever refer to sauce as gravy?
We always say gravy.
Really?
Yeah, we do. And I say it too now. Yeah, I do. There you go.
All right, they have a call today. Yeah, I would go macaroni and meatballs. Now that I think that through, like my mom would say, we have macaroni and meatballs this weekend.
Oh,
that would be it. But it's always sauce.
The good old
gravy.
Days, huh? A little neck bones, a little sausage, yeah, a little ginger ale, a little bread, a little salad after the meal.
I used to love that, a football Sunday. Fried meatballs were my favorite thing on a football Sunday. My mom would make. They were delicious. All right, let's get Mitchell and Fort Lee in here to close us out. What's up, Mitch?
Mitch!
Hey, BT. Hi, fellas. BT, I hope you're feeling better. Sal, I hope you're doing all right also. Guys, I got two things. First about, I'll get to football in a minute, but baseball, I got one problem with Major League Baseball. I discussed it with Sal, that I can't believe that Major League Baseball, through the whole country, is going to play the first three playoff games, two guineas, during Yom Kippur. They've only been played three times since they've had the playoffs. And I think that's really horrible, not just for the Jewish people, but for people that are fans, that people get invited to people's houses also. And it's just really wrong. Would you guys agree with me there? It's really wrong.
Yeah, I mean, is there a way around it? I'd have to really take a deeper dive into the scheduling. I mean, if you can be sensitive to that, it certainly would be better than not. But I don't know, based on the limitations, logistically, if they could.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Here's what I would say. You have a difficult decision to make, but sports are what they are. You can't just play. They play on Christmas Day all the time. The NBA plays on Christmas Day. Football now playing on Christmas
Day. Which bothers me. The NBA is one thing, but football, it's a different watch. We've talked about this. Like, you could just kind of, I mean, the Knicks
it's obviously
into it, but it's just on. You're right. It's on. Five games in
more
a row.
Background noise as opposed to sitting down, locking into it. But what I would say is you have a decision to make. You could either choose not to watch it or not to go. Like, I'm not saying it's a fun position to be in, but what do you want to do? You got to be with your family for the holiday?
Well, didn't Sean Green not play years ago because of that, right?
Sean Green
elected to sit out?
Yeah, and also I would assume that this has had to happen before.
It's happened with the Giants a couple times, Monday nights. I know that Mara and the the Giants organization has either expressed resentment for the league making them play during a Jewish holiday or being proactive or trying to be so that they wouldn't have to. I mean, it's come up before. It stinks. The timing stinks.
Yeah, I guess my point is then, but like then where do you draw the line? Like, okay, so you can't play any sports whatsoever on Yom Kippur. You can't play any sports on Christmas Day. Like, you're going to run out of days. Like, if you honor everybody's holiday.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the trick, so we don't have to watch these teams anymore. Just, you know, forget about whether it's a holiday, religious or not. Just don't play anymore. Yeah, problem solved. Don't have to watch them.
Good point. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.